Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Ron and Anian.
And I think there's a fix for everything. I think there's always a solution. There's always a way out. You just haven't knocked on that door yet. You haven't ventured down that slippery slope to climb back up the other side.
I'm a mechanic. I can fix it. Roll up my sleeves and get with it. If it's total. It burned out or needs a little TLC. Call on me. And don't panic.
I'm a mechanic.
The Car Doctor.
Is it that you have extended crank?
Yeah, it's extended crank. Yeah.
Okay. So, in other words, you turn the key and it just cranks longer than normal.
Yeah, quite a bit.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron and Anian, the Car Doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
You need to change a tire. Or do you? How many tires do you need to change? Because how often, how many times in the course of a week, a day, does a repair shop say it? And how many people hear that? And I wonder what they do. We had a new customer this week at the shop that purchased or was looking to purchase. Well, I guess he had already purchased it, a 2021 Volkswagen. And he brought it in. He said, "Hey, Ron, can you look it over for me and tell me if it's everything that they said it was going to be?" He bought it under the Enterprise Rent-A-Car Fleet, used car purchase program. And, truth be told, I kind of cringe a little bit at rental car purchase programs. Sometimes they're great. And, I think about the stories of how I see everybody drive a rental car. How do you drive a rental car? Come on, let's face it. Who's gentle on them, right? And then I see how people drive and I'm always cautious. I look. And it wasn't a terrible car. It had a couple of, bugaboos in it that I'm going to tell you about. Whoever had been changing the oil didn't understand that if there were 7 screws holding the belly pan in, you need to put it all 7 back in every time you change the oil because the back of the belly pan was hanging down. Because 2 of the screws were missing and 1 of them was loose. I guess that was extra effort. So it wasn't the day for extra effort the last time the oil change was. So for the guy who's got those 2 extra screws sitting on his toolbox, I found out where they go. And, the front tires were different than the back tires. And different how? Well, The date code on the backs were date coded 2020. They were built, I think, the 34th week of 2020, which means they were original to the car. They were now on the back of the vehicle. And the fronts were the 47th week of 2021. 2021, 2022, something like that. They were different. That's all I know. But they were also different because the backs were Blackhawk and the fronts were Continental. And you're not supposed to do that, all right? You're not supposed to mix and match tire makes and models. Well, definitely not makes. Models is a whole nother story. You know, the industry, and I don't know of any vehicle manufacturer that says it's okay to mix tires on a vehicle. And as vehicles get newer, right, if you're driving a newer vehicle, you've got to think it's going to have more of an effect, all right, with safety systems, ADOS, anti-lock brakes, stability control, traction control, everything dependent upon that contact patch of rubber on the ground from that tire and the tire's overall diameter, you know, tire size becomes more and more critical. And I said this to Rasheem. I pointed it all out to him. I explained it all to him. And he went back to Enterprise, and I was a little surprised at their response. Matt called me up, and he explained to me that, you know, there was nothing wrong with the tread depth of the tires, because that was the other thing I flagged. See, I measure tread depth because I think the industry is wrong, and I'm going to tell you, I think the whole industry is wrong. They measure tread depth all the way down the depth of the tire, but the usable tread is only to the tread bar. There's a tread bar in every tire made. And when that tread bar goes flat across, that's it. The tire's worn out. So how deep the tread is, to me, doesn't really matter. I want to know how deep it is to the tread bar indicator if I'm buying a used car, if I'm purchasing a vehicle with used tires on it. And in Rasheem's case, the one right rear tire had 3/32nds. Or 4/32 seconds. The two fronts, the right front was at 3/32 seconds. And it had massive chop, massive edge wear on the inside edge. It was actually dry rotted, cracked in a couple of places. And, you know, early stages. But, you know, it was enough of a problem that, hey, you know, you need to put four matching tires on, at least two. I'd prefer to see four. All right. I'm not going to get into minutia. But bottom line, the car was wrong. And Matt didn't understand that. I went out to the internet. Thank God we have the internet, right? The magic Google machine, as Mark Mills always says. And I just Google searched, you know, replacing tires on my vehicle. Do I need to change more than one? And J.D. Power wrote an article, a Dustin Hawley, actually, back in November of 22. So it's a little older, but it's still applicable, very much applicable. And in it, he points out everything I understood it to be, that, yeah, you can't really mix and match makes of tires. You want the same tire on the car. You know, you're worried about tread depth. Now, he points out that 4/32nds is time to start thinking about replacement, but he's going 4/32nds to the bottom of the tread. I flag them at 2/32nds, which is the tread bar. So 2/32nds to the tread bar, you toss the tire. And some high-performance vehicles, BMW, Mercedes, you know, some of the newer, you know, American hot rods, Corvette, Charger, you get down lower than 4/32nds, yeah, you're going to change them there too. You know, be cautious when you're purchasing a used vehicle, all right? Take a look at tires and always remember that they put, for some reason, it seems like the better tires go up front. I don't know. I don't know where that came from. It's been like that for as long as I can remember. Maybe because it's too hard for people to see the back tires to actually, who's going to get on their knees and stick their head under the back of the car to see it. The fronts, all they have to do is turn the wheel left or right, and they can see how much tread depth they've got, how the tires look. But look at tire sizes. Look at, and I did, look at make and model of tire. Look at tread depth. Look at date code. The date code is written on the side of the tire. You know, we tend to, unless we have to do it for a reason of rotation, we will mount tires with the date code out. It makes it easier for us to check it. It makes it easier for you to check it. And I'd like to see tire shops do that too as a point of consideration, to mount date code out, because you can just look. It'll give you the Julian week and the digits for the year it was manufactured, and you can see how old the tires are. Anything older than six, I believe it's 6 years. It's either six or seven. Admittedly, I don't know that off the top of my head. And you will toss that tire. It becomes a problem with rubber. I think it's 72 months. So that's 6 years, if I recall correctly. So just be aware. Tires are an issue. And, you know, it's a safety thing. And in the end, yeah, just in case you wanted to know, Rasheem, he sent me a text the following day that they agreed they're going to make the tires. They're going to put two tires on it, make them all the same make and model. And they're going to replace the wiper blades that I flagged, and they're going to replace the two missing screws that had fallen out of the belly pan, magically fallen out of the belly pan. And, you know, listen, it's all details. You know, this is a car that's being looked at and appraised, and I always think about somebody's safety, all right? Rasheem's wife is a nurse. She's going to travel into New York City on a daily basis, and, you know, she's got to be safe. She's got to come home to those babies and their kids, and, you know, it's that's what cars are about. Cars are about safety, and how safe can we make them, and how safe is it all about, you know? Dustin Hawley, Mr. Hawley, wrote in his article, he said, getting your tires rotated regularly is important to prevent fast wear. And rotation also ensures they wear evenly. And also to do on a regular basis a tire pressure check, which I agree with. And by all means, if you've got a tire pressure monitoring light on, just get it fixed. You know, stop being a knucklehead. You know, it's there for a reason. You're defeating a safety system on the vehicle that can notify you or whoever's driving or anybody in the vehicle, hey, tire pressure's low, let's check it. So, and there's no reason for tire pressure lights to be on modern day vehicles because it affects an awful lot. Because again, if tire pressure goes low and the system's overridden, to me that's just as important if you have a coolant temperature, an oil pressure gauge that doesn't work, an oil pressure light that doesn't work. You know, when the vehicle is in a duress condition, how will you know? And with the safety systems on vehicles today, you want your tires inflated at the proper level, and you want them nice and even and wearing well. So just food for thought. We're going to come back and open up the phone lines. The phone number here is 855-560-9900. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. We'll return right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Keep Ron's number handy, 855-560-9900, for when you really need advice on your car. Here's Ron.
Hey, let's get over and talk to Xander in New Jersey, 05 Jeep Liberty. Xander, welcome to the Car Doctor. How can I help?
I'm with the Wayne Valley Auto Program, and we have this Jeep Liberty. It's a 2005, and we have some problems with the O2 sensors. I think it's been maybe a little around 2 years now.
Okay.
and we're still getting this check engine light. The thing is that the car runs fine. There's not really any problems with that, but we're trying to get rid of the light. And we've tried, we have Identifix, and we've tried all of those suggested fixes, but nothing really seems to work.
All right, let's chat about it. Sure, absolutely. Good. Listen, I'm glad you reached out. I can't do enough to support the auto shop programs. Whoever's left in the country is still running them because there's not a lot of work. You know. So what, besides just changing parts and following Identifix, do you have any of the test results that anybody did or that you guys have done?
Yeah. So we hooked it up to a scanner. I have some voltage readings and I don't know exactly what it is, but some fuel ratios.
Okay, so let's
I could probably tell you those.
Yeah, let's talk. And it's setting what, 2099 and 2098.
2096. The 2096, I think is we still have that. We tried switching the sensors and the 2099 ended up going away.
Okay.
So we're still left with the 2096.
Okay, so you're chasing the P2096. All right. And you know, when you say you swap sensors, which sensors, or you know, how did you swap them?
I didn't do it myself. I think some other guys from the program have done it, but I believe it's either the two sensors from the bank one. I'm pretty sure we're having problems with the bank one sensors.
Okay.
So I think they swapped those.
Now
the other code disappeared.
Now keep in mind, okay, you know, 2096 or 2096, 2098, 2099, all of these can be a headache. Now the last go round we had with one of these, and we verified this by part numbers, it was actually on an 11 Jeep. And we were able to swap bank 2 sensor 1 with bank 1 sensor 2. They crossed. And that helped us track, was it O2 or bank of the engine related? So when they swapped sensors, I mean, chances are they put them in the right spot because the connectors wouldn't be correct. But just, you may want to review that to make sure if they just randomly swap them, are the sensors multi-positional for that year, or do they require a specific replacement? All right, so let's just put that on the table. When this engine cranks, when you go to crank this, does it sound erratic at all? Does it sound like it's cranking nice and smooth? Does it ever have moments where it cranks unevenly?
I've started a couple times to bring it into the shop, and every time I've never had problems. It cranks pretty quickly and doesn't seem to sound wrong or anything like that.
Because in the shop, do you guys have the ability to do a compression test or a cylinder leak down test?
Compression test sounds familiar. I'm not 100% sure if we can. I'm assuming we can.
But I
don't think we've done that.
So, and I know this sounds strange, right? But, you know, fuel trim and fuel balance is all about, you know, equality, all right? And I've actually had a couple of Jeeps where the valve seat and the head falls out, rotates around, changes compression for that momentary 30 seconds, 40 seconds. The seat just kind of chatters around in the head. And all of a sudden you get the light and then it goes away for a while and it disappears. And I've learned from experience, I always look at these, you know, I don't want you guys to test for what's bad. I want you to test for what's good. All right. Mm-hmm. So if you can do a mechanical compression test, if you can do a cylinder leak down test, have they talked about a cylinder leak down test yet?
I don't think so. Not from what I can remember.
Okay. So let's chat. An engine has a cylinder, right? Piston comes up. Valves are closed.
Yep.
It's a closed cylinder, right?
Yep.
If we put 100 pounds of air pressure, shop air, into that cylinder and measure how much air it holds. If the valves are closed and the piston's closed, in theory, if we put 100 pounds in, how much air should we hold? 100 pounds.
Should have 100, yeah.
Right. We won't, but the accepted number is it has to be 90 pounds or more. Anything less than 90 pounds, that's a problem cylinder. And I can then take that. I can then take mechanical engine integrity off the list. So if you know, a compression test is the second best thing to do. All right.
Yeah.
And I believe you're going to have to pull the intake plenum to do this because you can't get to the.
Okay.
I believe the driver's side cylinder head is covered by the intake plenum.
Yeah, a lot of things are.
Right.
Were difficult to access, or at least when we're looking at it.
Right. So, you know, that's on the table to be considered. Let's verify mechanical integrity. The other thing to think about, mm-hmm. have you looked for exhaust leaks? And if you did, how did you do it?
So exhaust leaks there, I don't remember anything about exhaust leaks. We tested the O2 sensors with a scanner. I think we pumped some propane maybe
sure.
in there to
yep.
see
yep.
if they're picking it up.
Okay.
And
what kind of scanner do you have, Xander?
It's a Snap-on
okay.
scanner. I'm not exactly sure which model.
All right.
It is.
It's a decent brand. Keep in mind, right? When you're using mm-hmm. a scan tool, you're looking at
yep.
buffered information. All right. Just mm-hmm. you know, if you're going to embark on this career, I want to set you off right, okay? You're looking
yeah.
at buffered information. If you've got 30 sensors up on the screen and you decide to graph the O2s, it's going to be slow. It's not going to be as fast as just doing the two O2s by themselves. Sit tight, Xander. Let me pull over, take this pause. When I come back, we'll continue. I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
After 6 hours of school, I had enough of the day. I hit the radio dial and turned it up all the way. I got a dance.
Welcome back. Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor, here at 855-560-9900. Xander, young man, you're still there, sir.
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, let's just cover let's just get mechanical integrity off the table, right? Simple enough to do. Tell me what's good, I'll tell you what's bad. Let's eliminate compression. Let's just get it out of the way. All right, that's number one. If you can do it with a leak down tester, great. If you have to do a mechanical compression test, that's fine too. All right, and just be more aware as you crank it. You know, if you want to understand what I'm looking for, pull one spark plug, disable the fuel pump on anything. Pick an easy engine, right? And listen to it crank. You'll hear the unevenness. All right, you'll hear how that loss of compression on that one cylinder makes an engine crank different than you normally would hear. All right, that's a real mechanic that can pick that out. All right. And you know, if we're gonna do this, I want to church you up right, all right, kiddo. So let's be aware of mechanical. Let's take a look at and be aware of fuel trim. We didn't talk about fuel trim yet, right?
You mentioned it, and I was looking back on some information that I wrote down, and I do have some data on the long and short term fuel trim.
Yeah, what are my fuel trim numbers at idle with the engine warmed up?
Okay, so the long term fuel trim one is -5.5. The long term fuel trim two is -6. The short term fuel trim one is -4, and the short term fuel trim two is -3.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, it's running a little rich at idle, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. And then when you're driving down the road, where does it go?
I don't think we've tested that yet. We just kind of had it going idle in the shop. So
okay, and then
I don't have those.
Yeah, I wonder if you got. Yeah, I guess maybe they won't let you. I'm leaving school to road test the Jeep. See you in 2 days. I want you to Google a word for me. Okay, have you ever heard of the term volumetric efficiency?
No, I haven't.
So go look up volumetric, just like it sounds, V-O-L-U-M-E-T-R-I-C, volumetric efficiency.
Yeah, I got it pulled up right now.
All right, and you're going to find a procedure from a company called Automotive Training Group, or ATG. There's a bunch of volumetric efficiency VE calculators out there. I like theirs the best.
Mm-hmm.
The way they explain it and they break it down, they will show you how to do it. And do not do this test on the broken car. All right, do us a favor. Get good at doing this test on a good car. All right?
Yeah.
A good car will produce, just like the chart says, you'll be in the 85 percentile and up, 90 percentile and up.
Yeah.
What you're doing is, you know, breathe in real quick. You're measuring the engine's ability to breathe in, how much it takes in, and what it does with it. You're looking at its volumetric efficiency, the efficiency of the engine. You can even do this before you do the mechanical compression test if you want. Because if you do VE and it comes out bad, now, okay, maybe we'll eliminate mechanical as a problem. But VE will tell you a lot, all right? And the worst thing that happens is it's a five-minute road test with a scan tool set up properly, and, you know, you're doing something without getting yourself dirty. You're thinking. Now, I just want to go back. I don't care what scan tool you have. I've got a Snap-on Triton. I've got a Snap-on Zeus Plus. You know, I've they're good stuff. I don't care whose it is. I've got an Opus. I've got an Autel. I've got a Launch. I've got, you know, one of everybody and two of some people. Whatever scan tool I'm using, I only want to bring up the critical pieces of information that I'm looking to check. I don't want to bring up everything. All right?
Okay. It's
like when you start up your laptop or your home computer, try loading 10 pages. What loads faster, 10 web pages or five? Five, right?
Yeah, sure. So
when you load 30 pieces of information, it kind of slows down the computer, right? Whereas if you load five, it's zip and away we go. So five is better. A lab scope would be great, but we can't go there. So I want to see VE. I also want to see fuel trim off idle. Where's it going? All right. Are you familiar with the term? Are you familiar with the term mode 6?
No, I'm not.
All right. Google that. Don't do it now. Mode 6 is history. What'd you have for lunch yesterday? See?
Burger.
Right. That's mode 6. Your mode 6 is you had a burger yesterday. Mode 6 is So the computer looks at its data. It gathers it by doing self-tests on various systems and sensors. Mode 6 is the compilation of that data. And it stores it. It stores it in its memory like you stored. You had a burger yesterday for lunch. All right? Mm-hmm. You can actually go through and see what Mode 6 tests passed and what tests failed. The ones that failed, are they related possibly to your 2096 fault code? You're going to get a video snapshot, a snapshot out of the computer's memory of faults that occurred when that problem happened. All right. You're also going to go back and look at freeze frame, which is actually more closely related to when the fault code occurred. Are you familiar with freeze frame?
No, I'm not.
All right. So freeze frame is, as we're talking, bang, it happened right there. That right there, it's going to record and stay in the vehicle's memory and look at it and say, hey, when it said 2096, you know, this was out of kilter. Now, you may not see anything, and that's where Mode 6 comes into play. All right. Freeze frame is an instantaneous at the moment. Mode 6 is a longer duration, if you want to think of it like that. All right. You there, Xander? Xander, did we lose him? What happened?
Hello?
Xander, we're not really sure. Let's pull over and take a pause, and we'll try and reestablish ourselves. I'm Ronan Ainey, the Car Doctor. I'll be back right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome back. Running the Car Doctor. Xander, you're still there, kiddo, right?
Yep.
So let's review this real quick. So we want you to go and look at fuel trim. We want you to go and consider doing either mechanical compression or a cylinder leak test. Or what I really like you to do is start with VE, volumetric efficiency. All right. When the fault code occurs, okay, I want you to look and learn a little bit about mode 6 and freeze frame. All right. Now, this is a this is a lean fault code. Well, and you were having a lean and a rich condition there. So that's why I'm curious to see where VE or mechanical conditions of the engine come out. So, you know, ideally, we'd like to see, you know, when the fault occurs, does it show us anything in the way of fuel trim actually being off? And that's why I'm having you look there. All right. And then when you do this with your scan tool, you know, you don't need to put 30 PIDs up. You want to just keep it four or five. What are you chasing? What are you really looking for? All right. I don't have to tell you, okay. I'm sure, you know, I'm always concerned about parts being accurate, the fact that this isn't a shop program, and you guys could be the best 30 kids in the whole world, best 30 mechanics in the whole world. You know, who put the salt in the soup, right? Do we have a mismatched part? Do we have a part in the wrong place? Do we have a poor quality part? Where'd the parts come from? So that's all part of this conversation also. I want to mention, you're aware there's a couple of reflashes. Has this computer been reflashed yet?
Resetting the codes?
No,
like that?
Software updates.
The computer for the car or the...
Car. The computer for the car.
Scanner.
The computer for the car.
The car, I'm not sure.
All right. So you want to go back and look at bulletins. I know there's at least one, and I think there's two for an 05 where they talk about reflashing the PCM. So they're actually going to put a software update in it, just like your Apple phone gets, just like your Apple computer or your laptop if you're running Windows. All right. Yeah. There are software updates available for this particular problem. If you go search, what do you have in the shop besides Identifix? Do you have All Data? Do you have Mitchell? What do you have? Anything?
I think last year for a while we had All Data, but now we've gone back to Identifix. I don't think we have that subscription anymore.
The info will be in Identifix. All right. But keep in mind, Identifix isn't, you know, being a mechanic, and I'm going to leave it here for us, all right, because I've got to move on. But, you know, being a mechanic isn't looking for the silver bullet. It's thinking. It's a thought process. It's how would I attack this?
Yeah.
All right. You know, it may look easy here on radio, but there's a lot of times where I'll sit down and I'll take a cup of coffee or a cup of tea. I'm actually a tea drinker. Coffee winds me up, if you can believe that. And I'll sit for a half hour, 45 minutes, and do my research. There's no shame in research. All right? Everybody does it. All right? Including Einstein. And I think he was probably smarter than most of us. So, all right? So you got a couple of things to do when you find out. And you, you know, when you've got more questions, you know where to find me. All right, kiddo?
Of course. Thank you for your time.
You're very welcome. Be well. And my best to everybody out there. And I hope the program continues. Let's go over to Sid in Maine, waiting very patiently. Sid, thank you for your patience, sir. How can I help?
Yes, sir. Oil consumption problem on 2021 F-150 3.5 EcoBoost.
Okay.
It has used a quart every 2,000 since new.
Right.
It now has 50,000 on it. I finally convinced the dealer to test it. They've wanted to do a dye test all the way along, but it made no sense to me because it doesn't leak.
Right.
At 48,000, I got a hold of a guy at the dealership who got a hold of somebody at Ford, and they're now doing a consumption test in that I come in every 1,000 miles.
And they measure
and
it. They
check it.
Right.
At this time, at 13, after the last oil change, at 1,300 miles, I was in for something else. They had to add a quart of oil.
Right, you know, and what did they tell you? That's normal?
No, not yet. Not yet. Okay. They want to keep going every 1,000 miles, and I'll go in the end of next week or whatever for my next one. But, I'm kind of wondering. I've heard of other makes that do that tell you live with it. And that I don't know what Ford does.
My initial reaction was, don't tell Ford it's every 2,000. They'll think it's broken. Because my understanding is, a quart every 1,000 is not uncommon on some of these. Now, you know, you've got to do due diligence, so they've got to do due diligence regardless. You know, we've got to look and consider, is this related to a turbo problem? Is the turbo somehow drawing oil and creating a problem and burning it, and you'll never see it? You'll never see blue smoke out the tailpipe, so don't expect to. Not in this day and age with catalytic converters being what they are. Could this have a PCV, a crankcase vent problem? So there are mechanical things that can be diagnosed. What Ford is doing is they are going through their, what I call their culture of repair diagnosis. They're going step by step to get the information they need, no different than a doctor or anybody else. And it may come back to, if it's a quart every 1,300, it's going to get worse. See, and regardless if Ford says, hey, that's normal,
because a lot of the car companies say, hey, that's normal, that's acceptable now. All right. My whole concern is that oil's going out the exhaust, right, Sid?
Well, that brings us to the next point.
Right, about the
I started getting engine lights. Check engine light right okay. after that.
For what PO, fault?
PO 420, 430.
Yeah, okay, see.
Yeah.
So now the catalytic converters are coated.
Well, this is you know, what my thoughts were. But so anyway, they opened up the parameters and sent me on my way. The light came on again the next day.
Right.
I went back in. They checked it again, came up the same code, followed through with Ford's tutelage, and decided they needed to change the high-pressure fuel sensor.
Right.
On the fuel rail.
I'll tell you what, Sid, sit tight. Let me pull over, take this pause. When I come back, we'll finish up. I'm Ron Ananey and the Car Doctor. We'll return right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome back. Ronnie and the Car Doctor here. Sid, you're still there, sir.
Yes, sir.
So, go ahead. Finish your thought.
They changed the high-pressure fuel sensor.
Right.
Sent me on my way, and in 70 miles, the light came on again.
Right. I don't see a relation between a high-pressure fuel sensor and a P0420 or 430.
I don't either, but, you know,
right.
it's their game now, particularly because it's under warranty.
Well, have you called Ford yet, Ford Corporate?
No.
It's time.
No.
It's time.
Okay.
They will, you know, again, the whole culture of a repair that a company mandates and puts down, you would actually, in my opinion, based on the experiences I've had, you would actually be helping the dealer by leaning on Ford a little bit. Maybe a lot.
Yes. The dealer seems to be
right.
Doing what they can.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You know, it's funny. When I had the problems with my wife's Explorer, once I got on the phone, the whole picture changed. And, you know, the world seems to come, you know, the whole picture came together. Now, I will caution you. Are you under extended warranty or are you still under drivetrain warranty with this?
I'm still under powertrain warranty.
All right. Yeah. Because the world is going to change when it runs out if you don't have extended and you have to stick to your guns. Look, you know, document everything. Keep all your paperwork. This problem started under your watch, not mine, because this is only going to get worse. And in my in my opinion, a quart every 2,000 is nonsense. If we're trying to clean up the air and make better vehicles, a quart every 2,000 is nonsense. But, you know, one step at a time. Do me a favor when you finally get anywhere with them, and after they solve the 420 and the 430, and it's probably going to be they'll replace catalytic converters. There's probably going to be a software update first, and then they're going to bring you back and do CATs. Let me know where the oil consumption goes. I'm curious because I'm starting to hear more rumblings about these vehicles using oil. Good luck, Sid. Keep us posted. I'm Ron Ananey and the Car Doctor reminding you, good mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless. See ya.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.